state of the Twin Cities made famous 1031 Minneapolis St. Paul. The old king of blue jeans, JoJo Gunn, wants to get in search of the ultimate phone call. On the world famous, sometimes even hilarious boogie check tonight, just ahead of Frankenstein from Edgar Winter. Let's go down to the phone. Oh, 10-4-1-2-9-8-7-6. My phones are all jammed up again tonight, so you're gonna have to be my dial tone for me, okay? Can you do a good dial tone? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a little slow on your cues tonight, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, now you beat a dial tone for me here.
Okay, buzz.
Oh, you gotta do it longer than that.
Buzz.
World famous, sometimes even Larry's boogie check now officially in session. Super U boogie check, hi. Hello. Oh, you're a weird one, man. Super U boogie check, hi.
Hey, JoJo!
Yes, I am. What can I do for you?
Okay, why are the DJs from...
Wait a minute! I gotta sit out here. I don't feel like standing. What do you want now?
Okay, why are the DJs from KDWB found in the supermarket?
Why?
Because they're hams, turkeys, and chickens!
Super U boogie check, hi.
JoJo.
Yes, I am.
You know what I'm gonna do? What a lot of people, you do to other people?
Yeah, Super U boogie check.
Yeah, can I play a song on my push-button phone?
Okay, feeling kind of musical tonight, that sounds okay.
How's that?
I think you need some practice, that's what I think. Super U boogie check, hi.
Yeah, JoJo, do you hear about the Polack who lost his girlfriend?
Who lost his girlfriend?
I forgot where he left.
All right, Super U boogie check, hi.
Hi, this is the Coca-Cola kid. I got a friend for you to meet now.
A friend for me to meet, okay?
Yeah. Really weird friend. Hey, Rod, get over here.
Yeah, JoJo.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Rod.
Rod, what can I do about you?
Well, I'm just wondering if you wanted to know anything about the planet Mars, because you're the first person I've ever told you this, but I was actually born there.
You're actually born on Mars, so my theory is true, there is life on Mars then.
Right, yeah. I was wondering if you wanted to know anything about our planet up
there. Yeah, you know, I was thinking of retiring there, you know. Is there really, is it hot or cold or what? Man, what kind of clothes do I have to wear?
Well,
preferably, I'd like to just run around bare naked, you know, but if that's not cool, then tell me about it now, before I get up there.
Okay, well, in the daytime, that would be the most comfortable. You'd still sweat your little, bee-boop off in the daytime. But at the nighttime, I would, tell you to, dress in very, very warm clothes. It's very cold in the nighttime, very warm in the daytime.
Okay, now another thing that I need to know is the language. I know you're speaking very fluent English, but I'm sure you have a native tongue. Can we hear some of that?
Okay, the language. What would you like me to say in our Martian language?
Say, want a boogie check, yeah.
Okay. Zia puka, zia puka, zia puka, ta, ya.
How do you say, I love you in Martian?
How do you say, I love you? Okay, this is kind of similar to, English, you say, Z love Z.
That's pretty close, man.
Yeah, really, right.
Okay, well, if I decide, how much would it cost me to build a house there, man?
How much would it cost for you to build a house?
Yeah, similar to, say, a $40,000 or $50,000 house on Earth.
Okay, in Martian language, that would be, it would cost 50 million zaruz.
Zaruz?
Zaruz.
Zaruz, there is! I lost my zaruz!
Yeah, Z-A...
My zaruz are loose, man! Oh, no! Your boogie check.
Yeah, JoJo, I got a joke for you.
Yeah.
Okay, this is here Polack, you know?
Yeah, I know.
On the highway?
Yeah.
On 35, and he's come up to Minneapolis, you know?
Yeah.
He sees a sign, Minneapolis, left. So he would turn around and went home.
Super, you boogie check.
Hey, JoJo?
Yes, I am. What's wrong with my headphones here? Let me try with another one here. Yeah, there we go. That sounds better. What can I do for you?
Hey, what do you think of Kiss?
What do I think of Kiss?
Yeah.
They're all right for, you know, heavy metal kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super, you boogie check.
JoJo.
What?
What are you doing tonight?
Rocking and rolling. Getting down with my bad self.
Yeah. I'm glad you're doing that, because I want to come over after you're off the air.
How old are you?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Left you speechless, no doubt. Sober you, Bogey Jack.
There's one thing you must remember at all times. Will you remember this?
I'll try.
Okay, wherever you go, there you are. Now, remember that, because without it, you're lost.
Right, sober you, Bogey Jack.
Mr. Gunn.
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the ultimate in phone calls.
The ultimate in phone calls. Only 698, man.
Well, the reason this being the ultimate phone call is that I am the ultimate being.
You are the ultimate being. We already talked to somebody from Mars. Apparently, he thought that's what he was. What's wrong with my headphones here, man? Is that... You can't hear a word I'm saying. Hello?
The obvious. Whenever you talk to God, you do get funny.
Yeah. Get a little nervous. Don't sneeze, whatever you do.
I won't. And may God bless you with a thousand, you know, and everything like that.
Yeah, okay, I can dig that. Bye.
Bye.
Sober you, Boogie Check. Hi.
Somebody plus crack.
Sober you, Boogie Check. Hi.
Yeah, I got the ultimate phone call for you.
Yeah.
Okay, there were these two Polacks, and they were fishing in a wheat field. And these two guys come, and they're walking by, and the first guy goes to the other. Look, them two guys can't get any fish in the wheat field. And the second guy goes, go tell him. And he goes, I can't. I don't got a boat.
Super, you Boogie Jack.
Hi. How are you?
Not bad. Super, you Boogie Jack. Super, you Boogie Jack. Hi.
Hey, I got the ultimate phone call here.
You have the ultimate phone call. We'll lay in my left ear.
Okay, just a joke.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there's Jesus and Peter. They're sitting up on a cloud, you know?
Yeah, I can dig that.
Yeah?
Cool place to sit. La, 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 la. Super you, Boogie Jack. Hi.
Sure.
Yeah, right. Same to you. Super you, Boogie Jack.
Yes, could I please have the number of Boogie Jack?
You're on it right now, man. So I answer the phone, Super you, Boogie Jack. Hi.
Did you yo-yo?
What?
Did you drip a dang yo-yo?
Right, Super You Boogie Jack.
Yeah,
I love
you, JoJo.
Rock and roll. Super You Boogie Jack.
Hi, JoJo.
Hi. Super You Boogie Jack.
Yeah, I got a couple of jokes for you.
Yeah, sure.
Why did Polak carry a bucket?
Super You Boogie Jack.
JoJo.
Yes, I am.
Sure.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm trying to find some good phone calls here. There are very few and far between.
Got a joke for
you. Yeah.
You about the kidnapping at Southdale?
The kidnapping at Southdale? Gee, I didn't hear about that.
You woke up.
Super, you Boogie Check. Hi.
It's JoJo. What about Paul, man?
Wow, man. I mean, get down, man.
Really good stuff, man.
Yeah, really, man.
Super, you Boogie Check. Hi.
JoJo?
Yeah.
Okay, I got two things for you, and don't hang up.
I won't hang up. See, the only time I hang up is when people do dumb things on the radio, you know? Like swear or something like that, so...
Oh, what? Really? Okay, I want to say hi to Gordy, and I got a dialogue.
A dialogue?
Huh.
Okay.
It's between these two people tonight. It's between Nancy and Linda again.
Nancy and Linda.
Yes, they got something about you tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Nancy, yeah? I heard a new rumor about JoJo.
Yeah, I did too. What was it?
Well, I just heard that he's the king of blue jeans, and he thinks he's the best, and I know he's the best.
Super, you Boogie Check. Hi.
Yeah, you go to the Elks Lodge ever?
The Elks Lodge? No, I can't say I've been there.
Yeah, you're too busy, I suppose, with Boogie Check, right?
Yeah, right. Working all the time, man.
You got the ultimate joke.
You do?
Yeah, right. What kind of elk reads J. Edgar Hoover?
What?
Rudolph the Redneck Reindeer.
Right. Super, you Boogie Check. Super, you Boogie Check. Hi. Yeah. Super, you Boogie Check. Hi.
Yeah, I got a joke for you.
Yeah.
Okay, this,
Excuse me, this is the operator's 452-3333 on the line.
Yes, he is.
An emergency from Joe Armstrong. Do you want to give up the line?
Do I want to give up the line? Okay, I'll give up the line.
Fine.
What do I have to do?
You have to hang up and they'll call you.
What?
What is pulling off here?
I don't know. The operator's giving me a hard time again. See, people try to get in on the Boogie Check here. But,
Hey, JoJo,
what's that?
I told you not to go out with that chick.
Who was that anyway?
I don't know. Those operators said there was an emergency for
for the request line. Somebody had to hear. Hey, yeah, what's going on here now? We finally got that cleared up.
I got a joke for you.
Yeah.
Okay. This real estater says to an Indian, says, hey, I got a great house. I'll sell to you for $5,000. It was an outhouse, so the Indian says, all right, I'll take it. A week later, he drives past and he sees a TV antenna on top of the roof. A week later, he drives past and there's another one. So he stops and he says to the Indian, he says, hey, how come you have two TV antennas on top of your roof? He goes, oh, I rented the basement out to a Pollock.
Super U Boogie Check, hi.
Yeah, Jojo, I got the joke for you.
Yeah.
What do you give across a Pollock and a mermaid?
A Pollock and a what?
Mermaid.
What? Super U Boogie Check.
Jojo?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, we're the guys that just ripped off your boogie.
He just ripped off my boogie, huh?
Yeah, well, we called you up before and we ripped off your boogie.
Yeah, what do you think what are you going to do with it?
Well, I'll tell you now what I want you to do. Number one, I want you to pay me $20,000 in cash.
Oh, I got spare boogies, man. You can keep that one. Super U Boogie Check.
One God can't turn up and up in the pants.
Super U Boogie Check. Hi.
Hey, Jojo.
Yeah.
Remember that? I'm Bob from a few weeks ago.
Bob from a few weeks ago. Wonderful, wonderful. We've been waiting to hear from you again here at the World Famous Sometimes Even Larry's Boogie Check. What have you got for us tonight?
Yeah, you left my number on the air a while ago. I just want to thank you because I just got married last week. Just great.
Fast action. Just called a man on the Super U. He'll help you out. I got to go. Super U Boogie Check. Hi.
Yeah, Jojo, I finally got you, man. I've been trying all night.
Got you covered.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Hey, yeah, I'd like to make a little announcement here. Yeah, the Twins lost 8-4 and the Vikings lost 31-7. What do you say about that?
And the Vikings lost?
Yeah.
I thought they were doing okay tonight. Is that an official score? You're not pulling my leg, are you?
No, they got killed 31-7. They played terrible, man.
Oh, that's too bad, man. What can I say?
Yeah, no. What do you think they're going to do this year?
Well, I better shape up. Super U Boogie Check.
Hey, Jojo.
Yeah.
How you doing tonight?
Not bad.
Oh, you gonna check my boogie?
It's looking okay. Super U Boogie Check. Hi.
Is this Jojo Gunn?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I must have the wrong number then.
Hi, Super U Boogie Check.
Are you wearing your blue jeans tonight?
Of course I am.
And I got the ultimate phone call for you.
Yeah. Super U Boogie Check. Super U Boogie Check. All weird. What a bunch of perverts. Speaking of perverts, you listening?
Yeah.
Speaking of perverts, what's white and runs up your leg?
I don't know what's white and runs up your leg.
Uncle Ben's perverted rice.
Pretty good there, Jojo.
Yeah, can you do better?
Yeah. How do you catch a bear?
How?
Well, you see, you dig a hole, you put some ashes in it, and
yeah, you can't say it on the radio. Super U Boogie Check.
Hey, Jojo, really, baby?
Right on, we're going to do for you.
Hey, what's happening tonight?
Rocking and rolling, man.
Hey, I got a joke for you.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you can play this one. Here, what's brown and sounds like a bell?
What?
Dung.
We clean it for you. On fire, mother, simple you.